Please rise and join us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning. Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, November 23rd, 2021. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
We have no agenda. Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy, continuing with all of the duties in the office.
When you say that with Rilo Scott, I'm assuming you mean some of the duties that are a little more trying than others.
We're continuing.
Good luck. Thank you. Colin Gerst, IT.
Just keeping busy like always. Nothing new to report this morning.
Okay, thank you. Kevin Glendenny, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Good morning. All's well at the sheriff's office. No major news from there. The jail population's all the way down to 60 today. That's the lowest it's been in several years. So we're happy to be able to say that. And unfortunately, we still have two out of county just because of some separation and some COVID precautions that we're dealing with. But down to 60, we're pretty happy to report that.
I've been told that some of your clients don't get along with each other.
They don't. Sometimes they don't.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
Rodney Gleason, Maintenance.
Good morning. Just kind of finishing up the little project in the juvenile's bathroom, just kind of sprucing it up. So worked on that a few days. Just kind of finished that up. Other than that, just keeping busy. Got an agenda item this morning. Thank you.
Okay. Jared or Zach, who would like to speak to land use?
Either one. I think things are going well. Got a few subdivisions kind of out for here, almost out for review, and have a couple of floodplain development requests that we're kind of working through. Other than that, things are going well, and then we've got a work session after the meeting here to go over zoning, subdivision, and airport regulations. So, good times.
Okay. Jared, do you have anything to add?
Nope. You know, it's a number of subdivisions that kind of came in there last few days, so it's working my way through the system there. I don't have anything else to add.
I saw it came in, there was a stack.
Yeah, I know. It's just sometimes how it is sometimes.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Not a ton. Our guys are doing all sorts of stuff right now, so we're strung out through the county and working on projects. Just, it's been cold, but the weather's been good to keep on working, so that's what they're doing. Doing some ditching, trying to do some slope repair, some stability stuff and things like that. I think one thing I would note, I sent an email to you guys and we sent a press release out this morning already, but was contacted by the DOT and Natalie actually just confirmed it because I haven't actually seen it myself, that Upper Flint Road did open last night or yesterday late afternoon. That's a little different. They started to waiver on that late last week and thinking it might be next week. So I passed that on and now I'm here to tell you it's actually open.
If we're going to be wrong, that's a direction I'd like to be wrong.
Yeah, that's true. So that is open and that's good to have. I do believe there'll be more work in that area. There's no question there'll be more work in that area next year. And along all these places, they have a lot more work to do. So there may be another closure next year of some sort, but it's there and it's usable through wintertime. So that's what I wanted. I think that's what most people wanted too. It took far longer than it should have. And I'm going to have some follow-up conversations on that topic with the DOT going forward. So, but other than that, just keeping going. So,
thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Natalie Steffner, Des Moines County Recorder.
Good morning. I have received what I think is the final quote to move forward with a digitizing process from Tyler Technology, so I have emailed that to you, Tom, I think. So just ready for the next step, which would be moving forward. So I don't know if you guys we need to have a work session to discuss that, or?
Probably just so we're all on the same page, if you.
Okay, we can have one final.
Get together with Terry and then show us what you've got in the grand total.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's gonna help tremendously, getting all those records digitized, not only for the office, but for the public. It's a lot easier access, so it'll be a big project. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Natalie. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Hi, good morning. All the staff is out burning today. They've been doing that most of the week. I think we'll see what the weather does, possibly through tomorrow. And then writing grants, trying to push her hard on getting some of the stuff for Big Hollow. We did get notice that our grant application, the match for which was funded through donations for rebuilding the boat ramp at Big Hollow, was approved. And so this spring we're going to be rebuilding that boat ramp. Set things crazy steep, and so we're going to make it a little less steep. Doing that first thing in the spring, planning on doing that, plus doing the sidewalks at the beach and some other stuff. So we've got projects already in the works and many more. And if we knock down some of these grants and the donations come in like we think they're going to. So big things happen. There's a lot of grants to do November, December, and then again like February, March. And so trying to get a lot of those cranked out and put in. So put it.
You might want to clarify for the press what you mean by burning.
I know. You mean that you're doing all your forest maintenance stuff.
Yeah. So most of what they've been focused on is up in Big Hollow. So they've been burning some of our prairie plantings. And then today they're going to be in one of the timber yards right below the camper. We do have plans to do some burning out of Star's Cave. And then possibly up in Lincolnville Woods. Maybe on woods as well throughout the course of the spring season, kind of defending. So, and that's all geared towards forest management.
Yep.
So, natural resource management.
Thank you. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. Nothing new to report today. I'll be meeting with the management team on a Zoom meeting this afternoon, just our monthly meeting where we get ready for the next governing board meeting. And so that'll be this afternoon.
Thank you. Trent Hagelbeck, County Attorney's Office.
Honestly, it's a slower week. We have, with the holiday this year, the courts are closed both Thanksgiving Eve and Christmas Eve. So we have quite a few folks on vacation and we'll be down.
So they're closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So we'll be down to skeleton staff tomorrow. And, yep. But yeah, other than that, nothing else to report.
Okay, thank you. Janelle Nellie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy. I have nothing new to report.
Thank you. Shanna? Oh, I thought that was Shanna.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
No, it's Andrew back there.
Andrew shared you something else.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? We got anybody on there? Okay. Correspondence.
I have none.
That was a little. We have one from the Department of the Army. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Region 7 has approved a Class 1 permit modification submitted by the Department of Army at the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant for the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act Hazardous Waste Management Permit issued to the U.S. Army and American Ordnance LLC with an effective date of 28 September 2018. The permit modification addresses the two following changes. A new document approval page replaces the existing page in the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Plan to reflect a change in the command of the IAAP. B, include the Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Plan in Permit Attachment 3-5- Contingency Plan of the Installation Hazardous Waste Management Permit EPA RCRA ID number 72138204445 dated 28 September 2018. Please note the new document approved page and spill prevention control and countermeasure plan have not been provided with this letter. If you have a request from the public for the document approval plan and or spill prevention control and countermeasure plan, please notify the point of contact. They will forward your request to the Army Security Officer, who must review all requests prior to information being released to the public in the interest of protecting national security. Point of contact is Mr. Randy Duell. If this affects anyone, this will be on file and available for public review in the auditor's office. You'll probably want to examine this later, won't you?
No.
Sure?
I'm concerned that I don't want to ask the Army to give me something that they are not going to give me. You guys can barely get them to give you clearance for stuff.
Okay, we have a letter from Christian Action. Dear members of the board, as you consider appropriate uses for scheduled COVID-19 assistance, please be aware that Christian Action Incorporated is keenly interested in exploring with you a housing project that will be supported by that funding. Christian Action Incorporated is a legally established nonprofit 501c3 with over 50 years of experience conducting lower income housing and housing related activities within the locality. The group formed following a successful effort by several highly regarded community leaders to assist a homeless family achieve homeownership via a contract sales arrangement. Christian Action Incorporated was subsequently incorporated in 1968 and for many years utilized support provided by the congregations of Zion United Church of Christ and Messiah Lutheran Church to underwrite its activities. The organization has been continually operated until today, primarily focusing on homeownership, but also by financially assisting other local causes such as the Homeless Center. During the 1990s, relaxed borrowing standards, reduced equity requirements, and rising market pricing greatly diminished the effectiveness of the organization's contract sales approach. This forced Christian Action Incorporated to seek out alternatives, which ultimately led us to the state-administered HOME home program as our primary emphasis. Utilization of those funds in turn entailed the involvement of other partners, including the City of Burlington, Regional Planning, and Burlington Housing Partnership to resolve various technical and administrative issues. These included lead paint identification and abatement, building code compliance, construction specification development, and interim financing. These combined efforts resulted in the accomplishment of more than 30 activities. Access to housing continues to be one of the greatest challenges faced by the county's lower income residents. This is because of worsening imbalances in prevailing incomes, the age and condition of the inventory, a lack of affordable rentals, personal debt, and inability of families to accumulate savings and equity. COVID-19 has served only to increase these stresses, but also makes COVID-19 recovery funding an appropriate use to combat those problems. We envision that a straightforward down payment assistance program is highly feasible and would positively impact the community in a most timely manner. However, we have prior experience conducting more complex approaches, which include rehabilitation as an essential feature. Also, during a recent planning session, our board of directors resolved to set aside $50,000 for use as a match to a recent planning session. to leverage a grant of at least $200,000 from an outside source. A COVID-19 initiative would align with that commitment. In closing, if the city decides to pursue a possible housing effort, Christian Action Incorporated would like to be included in any subsequent request or proposal process that may occur. We would also be pleased to speak directly to you and or the City Council about this, if invited to do so. Please feel free to contact me. Yours truly, Tom Rickert, Richard, President of Christian Action Incorporated. A copy of this will be on file and available for public review at the auditor's office. And since it's a request for those funds, you might want to put copies of this in each of the board members' mailbox. You guys. all the correspondence I had. We'll proceed to the discussion and vote. Amber, I apologize. You do look a little like Shanna, though. Anyway, we have an AFSCME contract proposal from Amber Moats, the yeah, that's fine. What's your title at AFSCME?
Union representative.
Union representative from AFSCME.
Sorry,
thank
Amber,
you.
It doesn't fit back here.
If you have one, that'd be great. Do you guys have any questions?
I appreciate it. It's in the shortest form possible. Would you like me to read this into the record?
It doesn't matter. She's got a copy of it.
Okay.
We'd like to be able to meet with all three of you again, like we did last time. Mm-hmm. That's what both units would like. Yeah. We'd like to be able to negotiate with all three of you. Shane, I know you've got some medical issues. I don't know if you have a procedure done or something.
I'm getting one done, but.
Okay. I think they'd be willing to,
We'll work on that. Yeah, we'll work on that because that'd be nice. An highlighter when all three supervisors are there. Okay, I appreciate it. Have you had contact with Emily Ellingson, our attorney? Okay, because we sent this to her because she knew we were receiving this. And I believe there's, and I apologize, I don't know, there's a timeline that we're supposed to, it's 14 days. Okay. I'm sure she'll be getting back.
It's usually 14 days for the counter, or for you guys as initial, to be exchanged to us. And then I would like to have something on the calendar if we can.
Okay. 14 days after proposal?
Yes.
Yeah. I will.
And we can extend those timelines. I mean, we can look at that too, as long as the group agrees that it's okay.
And I spoke to Emily, I believe it was last week, and anyway, so she was aware of this, and she was going to reach out to you, but I know she was busy, but I will touch base with her again and make sure she reaches out.
Yeah, I have tried reaching out to her, but I have not received anything. It's been a while.
Where is it hard to get a hold of her? No offense.
Last time we negotiated, I think we submitted on December 10th. I know it was an issue for you guys with the holidays, so I tried to get them in, a couple weeks earlier, so that we, have time to get this done before Thanksgiving, or before Christmas, I'm sorry.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully.
Appreciate that version.
Appreciate it. Okay. Thank you, Amber. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Good seeing you.
Good seeing you.
I'll tell you what, I'll stamp these receipts. Give them to you, and if you put a copy of those in my box, then that way you'll have a copy.
Okay.
Personnel action for the county attorney. We have Trent Hankovic, assistant county attorney. 6 month probation period is concluded. So I assume that means you're here now.
Yeah. I think he came here in case we said no and he whip up on us. Is that right, Trent?
No, that's not what I'm here.
Move to approve.
Okay. Terry.
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Shane Campbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Trent, thanks for everything you've done for us so far since you've been on. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, we have the Sheriff's Monthly Report for the month of October 2021. The report will be on file at the Auditor's Office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting. November 16th.
Yeah, I just have one question on those minutes, Thomas. It says that accounts payable with a grand total of $1,251,467 was resented. And I don't resent that number. I just want to.
We'll check on that, Tiger.
I missed it.
You missed a P.
It's resented, so. I got a chuckle out of that.
I resented that, Jim.
Did you make that motion to accept them?
Do I make a motion to accept?
Yeah.
Even though it's resented, I do.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell.
Aye.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes. Send anything to Shane, you're going to have to check the spelling. Or you'll get it corrected and said. Okay, any other business? Future agenda items.
Digitization workshop session. Oh, and next week is our budget kickoff meeting.
Yep.
Oh, that's right, at Stars Cave.
Okay. You got everything heated out there for us, Chris?
We'll have it warmed up.
Good.
Just no internet.
We're going to have
cold. Get your emails ready for you.
The bar going to be open?
Well, I don't think that's in the budget. But
oh, okay.
We can talk about a budget.
I'm in favor.
Committee reports.
Met at Workforce Development and the youth meeting. Nothing really to report, still waiting on some information to come back.
I had Chris is not here to give my report for it. We had a public health meeting and we had a Bruce from Regional World Utility Systems came over and gave an update on the swimming pool that they did for Burlington. What happened over there on that near drowning and their investigation that they sent in to state. So that's about it.
I attended the COBCO, the City County Healthcare Plan Board of Trustees. I was hopeful we'd find out the insurance premium final, whether increase or whatever it was by the end, but we won't have that till the end of January. We'll have a Wellmark's change, but then we've got a partial self-fund, so that isn't the final numbers. And they're also, we've been gifted with a new Consolidated Appropriations Act by the administration in Washington, D.C. I asked him to explain it to me, and I wished I hadn't. I didn't catch all of it, but anyway, it's going to cost, but Wellmark's still figuring out how much it's going to cost. They don't know. They're hopeful they will know by the first of January, but there's additional records and that need to be kept. And that's all I had. public input. If anybody from the public would like to address the board, you may email the Board of Supervisors at board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com. Or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you a couple minutes to initiate that email or call. In the meantime, does anybody in attendance have any comments or questions? Complaints? Probably have to line up a single file. Well, that's good. Things must be going fairly quiet. We are at least no problems out of the ordinary. I saw you fold your hand. That's good.
With any consolation, this morning, my day didn't start off too good. You all know, I drive a school bus. And at least Kevin didn't get a call this morning.
What do my angels do?
The kids were good. They kind of laughed about it, but I made them happy. I knocked the mailbox down this morning. That's a federal offense, isn't it? I knocked the mailbox down this morning.
I think my entire crew would be incarcerated if that was a federal offense.
And now you're on tape admitting to it.
The Postal Service will be in contact.
I think it's only a federal offense if you go up with a baseball bat or something like that.
At least we won't be shot in
Kansas. The thing about it is, when I dropped the kids off, parked the bus, got my car, and I dialed the transportation director right away, and I said, "Hey," I said, "I knocked the mailbox over this morning." He said, "I know, the homeowner's already called me."
I can attest, they call really fast when you get a mailbox.
So anyway, that's the way my day started, guys, so watch out.
Okay. I guess before I turn out, I wish you all a wonderful Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday, you and your family. So, and I, we're adjourned.
Aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.